All right, welcome back. Final segment tonight. Who's talking? I really like that piano, by the way, and that Lemaire had. You know, that's pretty classy for this show. But hey, right, Dr. Jody Smith is on the line. Our ortho injury report, and we're going to go to Frank to have a conversation with Jody.
Jody, welcome back to Who's Talking, and thank you and all your fine colleagues at Ortho Virginia for supporting Who's Talking for Season 6.
All right. Glad to be back, Frank and Jim.
Well, we're excited to have you back. Jody, injury report, you know, Whit Myers got a bad back. Dominique Terrell is still battling a groin injury and a surgery there. Trey Nicholson is still out, and he's doing individual drills now, so he's getting healthier, but that turf toe injury has nagged him for a long time. He got hurt last October, I think. Talk to our listeners a little bit about turf toe and maybe how you can prevent turf toe, and then once you have it, what do you need to do to get over it, and if surgery is required, what's involved?
Sure. So turf toe, which is Nicholson and also Andrew Brown, our freshman, has a similar problem. Nicholson got it last year at the end, kind of middle of the season, thought he was better, went into spring practice and re-injured it and had surgery in the end of the spring, which is what he's recovering from. And turf toe is a phenomenon that really started with the invention of AstroTurf, thus the name. Basically, it's the injury to the bottom of the joint of your big toe. And if you can imagine, basically, when you put your toe in a position to try to push off, puts a lot of stress on the bottom of the joint. And on normal turf, the turf typically gives a little bit as you do that. But with AstroTurf and the harder surface, there's not as much give. And so a lot more force gets put on the bottom of the toe, and basically, it's a sprain of that joint, and then there are various degrees of sprain, and depending on how bad it is, that determines what you do. If it's a milder injury, you try to treat it conservatively, which is, I think, what happened with Nicholson in the fall, and then either he re-injured or aggravated that, and when that happens, they go in and try to repair the damage that occurs to that joint. And so it's very difficult to prevent. Because it is an injury, much like any other injury that you have at any other joint in your body, and there's not really any true conditioning that you can do. People who have turf toe, one of the things they'll do is they'll put a kind of a more rigid insert in the bottom of the shoe that prevents the toe from going into that flex position and putting a lot of pressure on it. But you know, the biggest issue is it prevents pushing off and cutting, which as a cornerback or as a defensive tackle, you know, that starting position, it makes it a lot more difficult to do those things you need to do to play football.
You mentioned Andrew Brown, the Gatorade Player of the Year, one of the top players in the nation. He is apparently healed up and is getting stronger every day, and that will help the defensive line for Virginia in a big way. He was a five-star recruit, and they have high hopes for him. Understand that you know, Brown has got to get himself in real game shape, and I understand every week that goes by he gets stronger and stronger. But Coach London did mention today that Andrew Brown would be playing this Saturday against UCLA, and that other UVA true freshman Quinn Blanding will start at safety alongside UVA's All-American candidate Anthony Harris. So that's a a personnel report. Jay Whitmire has got a back injury, and apparently his timeline is week to week, not day to day. We've not heard much about that back injury, but typically with these, when a lineman has a back injury, it's usually a pretty serious issue, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, typically it's one of two things. It's either a herniated disc or it's an injury to the bone in the lower portion of the back. And he wasn't even listed on the 3D, and so to me that means that they're concerned. And as I saw the comments from Coach London, and I don't have any inside information on it, but they mentioned they weren't even sure whether they were going to treat it conservatively versus surgery. And so I don't think he's responded so well to just rest at the present time. And so I guess in my mind, listening to the way they're posturing. I would be surprised to get him back this year. The other offensive lineman, I think his name is Sildiki, who has some type of a lower leg injury. He's at least listed in the two deep, and so I guess he's in recovery phase, but not yet ready to play. And then Dominic Terrell, you know, from what, again, kind of gleaming between the very tight-lipped lines of the coaches, I think he had a sports hernia that he had repaired. You know, they talk about a groin injury, but really when they talk about that, they talk about repairing.
Jody, not to cut you off, we got to leave a little early tonight because of the flying squirrels, but we thank you as always. Look forward to having you and your associates back soon.
Go squirrels.
All right. Jody All right. Smith.
Thank you, Jody.
Real quick, next week, Billy McMullen.
And John Copper. So
Labor Day show, at 6 o'clock.
Big show, live show, a lot of fun. The Wahoos have a big game this Saturday. High noon, Scott Stadium against the UCLA Bruins. Go Hoos.
My score is close, 23-20, not 23-17.
Good for you. I'm going to say lower scoring game, 17-13 Wahoos.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on Labor Day.
Go Hoos.